Hi. How the heck are you doing, mister? You're new here, right? I saw that moving truck on Saturday, so I thought to myself, hey, I better go say hello to my new neighbor. Pleased to meet you, sir. I hope you enjoy yourself around here. You seem a little nervous. What's wrong? Why should I go home? I'm not in danger or anything, am I? Oh, mister, you're cute. It's all right. You don't need to make up stories. My parents told me all about how you were in jail for doing naughty things with girls like me. They told me to stay away from you. But you look nice enough. You wouldn't hurt me, would you? See? So, if you're not gonna hurt me, what's the problem? Well, I guess that's true. But you can only get in trouble for talking to me if people see it, right? Maybe I shouldn't be standing on your doorstep like this. If you don't want to get caught, you should definitely invite me inside. Thank you, mister. It was too hot outside anyway. It makes me feel all sweaty and sticky and tired. Although, I do like getting sweaty and sticky and tired. Sometimes. Well, aren't you gonna ask me if I'm thirsty? That's okay. I don't like Kool-Aid. How about some of that scotch on your counter? Underage? Oh, you're so funny, mister. Who cares about that? That never stopped you, did it? Aw, thanks. That hit the spot. Mister, drinking straight from the bottle like that is a little reckless or something. Don't you think? You're still nervous, huh? I'm just saying, you should be careful. You know, considering your history and all. If you get drunk, who knows what might happen? You might not be able to control yourself. You might wind up doing terrible, perverted things to me. Wouldn't you feel just awful if you forced yourself on me? I'm still a virgin and everything. How could you live with yourself if you raped a defenseless virgin? Do you need a handkerchief or a towel or something, mister? You're sweating an awful lot. Are you feeling okay? What? I'm not coming on to you. Why would you think something like that? You are a dirty man, aren't you? Dirty man. I really am in danger, aren't I? Oh, come on. Please don't send me home. I'm still so hot from being outside. Mister, I'm so hot. You don't mind if I take off my tank top, do you? Nice cool air. You can see my chest. Well, so what? What is there to see? I'm just a little kid. What kind of guy gets turned on looking at some little girl's flat chest? Sit down, mister. I think I need to check you for fever. Your forehead does feel kind of warm. Well, duh. Of course I'm sitting on your lap. Did you think I got lost on my way to the couch? How else was I supposed to check you for fever? You said you weren't gonna hurt me, so there's no problem if I sit on your lap. Right? If I put my arms around you, like this? If I rub your chest against your body? If I kiss you on the cheek or here, thank you. I think you're cute too. And what's wrong with kissing someone you think is cute? I'm so dizzy and warm inside from that drink you gave me. But I'm so comfortable in your arms like this. Mister, can I tell you something? The truth is, when you told me you didn't want to hurt me, I was disappointed. I came here because I wanted you to hurt me. In school, they taught us all about how we shouldn't trust strangers. They said strangers might touch you in weird ways if you're not careful. All of my friends thought that was scary. But I thought it sounded fun. Will you touch me in weird ways, mister? I know you want to. It's okay. Really, it's okay. Look, here. Go ahead. Doesn't that feel good? You like touching my chest, right? Your hands are so big and rough. Mister, I can feel your cock pressing up against my ass. Do you like hearing me say dirty words like that? You're so big and hard. Oh, I know lots of dirty words, mister. Let's see. I know cock and dick and nuts and balls and cum, fuck, jizz, asshole, slut, whore, pussy, twat, gash, cunt. Oh, your cock just twitched. Did you like that? Do you like it when I say cunt? Do you want to fuck my cunt, mister? My hairless, hot, wet, little cunt. I've been looking for a man to give my virginity to. A big, strong man who likes to do nasty things to little girls. My cunt is so hot for you. Do nasty things to me. I want your cum inside me. Yes. Take my pants off. My panties. Rape me. Oh gosh, mister. Oh gosh. It's big. It's too big. Not so rough. Oh fuck. You're inside me. Oh, I'm so full. I want to feel this way forever. I feel like I'm floating away. I feel like I'm melting. Come deep inside me, mister. Give me your baby. Fuck me pregnant. Rape me with your huge dick. Yes. Yes. I Are you having fun inside me, mister? Is it small and tight the way you like it? Is it nice and wet and sloppy for you? Oh, you should molest me every day. Teach me how to suck you off. Teach me how to get fucked up the ass. Teach me how to swallow cum. How to rim you. How to be your whore. Make me your child whore. Stir my insides up. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come? I'm gonna come too. Let's come together, mister. Let's have a big, wet, messy come together. I can feel your sperm inside of me, mister. Hand me my panties, please. I don't want to lose a drop. I want to keep your seed inside me all day. My mommy's gonna tuck me into bed tonight, and she won't have any idea that your cum is dripping out of my cunt onto the bed sheets. I love getting spermed. Well, I'll be back tomorrow, okay? Maybe I'll bring one of my friends from school. She's curious what it's like for a man to use her, too. She'll be so jealous to know I live next door to a child molester, Neil. All she can ever talk about is how much she wants some perverted psycho to kidnap her and make her a slave. She's an even bigger freak than I am. I can't wait to suck your cum from her ruined pussy. Or maybe you could fuck her throat while I stick my tongue in your ass. We're not gonna let you rest until you use all our holes, you know. I hope your cock can keep up. Well, bye for now, mister. Hurt me lots tomorrow, too, okay?